This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Heat waves, insect infestations, and drought. These are just a few ways climate change already impacts the livelihoods of farmers and ranchers. A new U.S. Department of Agriculture report identifies these and other climate indicators to help land managers make choices on how to adapt. The report is co-authored by Peter Bockland with the School of Global Sustainability at Colorado State University. He said instead of a focus on future scenarios, the report points to these indicators to show what climate change is doing now.
If we want to understand the way climate is affecting agriculture now, what do we actually need to measure?
Backlund hopes farmers and ranchers will be open to the report's climate message through its problem-solving approach. An effort to recall the Mesa County clerk will not move forward. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Clerk Tina Peters was targeted for removal after more than 500 uncounted ballots were discovered in a drop box months after last year's election. Recall backers blame the pandemic, in part, for why they fell short of collecting the roughly 12,000 signatures necessary to force a vote. After the incident with the overlooked ballots, the Secretary of State's office sent one of its own staff members to help oversee the spring presidential primary. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It is 93 degrees in Montrose with a low of 60 tonight and high of 93. In Denver, it should remain a fair day with temperatures of 89 degrees and highs in the 90s. This is CPR News.